This episode is sponsored by the Learn Jazz Standards Inner Circle. If your goal is to level up your jazz playing this year and feel confident improvising over jazz standards, the Inner Circle has everything you need and more. With monthly jazz standard studies, a library of powerful courses, and a vibrant community of like-minded musicians, you're guaranteed to improve your playing every single month. Podcast listeners can get 50% off their first month when you go to ljsinnercircle.com. That's ljsinnercircle.com or find the link in the show notes. Now, on to today's episode. All right, everybody, what's going on? Brent here from Learn Jazz Standards. Welcome to another episode here of the Learn Jazz Standards podcast. I'm answering your jazz and music questions 5 days a week to help you have more fun than ever playing music and to shorten your learning curve in your jazz journey. Really excited to be here. And we have a great question this week from actually one of our Inner Circle members, David Fowler. Let's give it a listen.
Hi, Brent. This is David Fowler here, trumpet player from Switzerland. My question is, what are the key things to consider when soloing over a modal tune? So that's a tune such as So What or Maiden Voyage, which has limited chord changes. So what are the key things to consider when soloing over that kind of tune to make it interesting? Thank you.
Great question, David. So I know David's playing, and I would consider David to be, you know, a bit more of an advanced jazz player. So I'm going to step back for a second and just talk about what modal means and how you would approach a modal song just from the most basic level first before I answer the question, how to make it interesting, right? Because that's actually a really good question, as you'll see in a second. So, you know, if we're talking about, you know, a basic modal tune like So What or Impressions, the same chord changes, different melodies, right? There's two chords in there. There's D minor 7 that goes on for, you know, I have to do some bar counting here, but I believe it goes on for 24 bars or something like that. Then it goes to an E flat minor 7, so just a half step away. And then the last 8 bars or so are D minor 7, right? So it's really just D minor 7 and an E flat minor 7. So whenever we talk about modal jazz, the reason it's called modal jazz is because the chord changes aren't necessarily diatonic, meaning like a diatonic chord progression would be in a very given key center, like, you know, the key of C major. So you have like a 2-5-1, you know, 6-2-5-1, that kind of, you know, diatonic functional harmony. And modal harmony oftentimes isn't functional, right? Although there can be mixtures of modal and functional harmony, like in Sam Rivers' Beatrice, that happens a bit. But in the case of So What, right, you really just have D minor and E flat. So rather you think about the modes of that the chord represents. So in the case of D minor 7, right, we don't think so much about being in the key of D minor, as in, like, if we were to associate a scale with it, that would be like, you know, the natural minor scale. Rather, we're thinking about a mode. And in the case of this one, we're thinking about the Dorian mode. Now, that's interesting because if you understand what the modes are, right? Modes are just fancy terms for saying start and end a major scale on a different scale tone. So for example, D minor, Dorian, in this case, is the second mode, or the second starting the scale on the second scale tone of a major scale, and the second note of the major scale, D, the D is, rather, is C. So we're actually, when we're playing D Dorian, we're playing a C major scale starting on the D and ending on the D, starting on the second note and ending on the second note, right? Quick modal crash course if you're someone listening to the podcast and you never heard of this concept before, right? It sounds scarier than it really is, but really it's just, you know, as long as you understand, like, Dorian, that means you're starting on the second scale tone of some major scale, and then you say it's the C major scale. Now you got that. And for the E flat minor 7 in this chord, in this song, rather, you're playing the E-flat Dorian scale. And so E-flat Dorian would be in the key of D-flat major. So you're playing a D-flat major. So hopefully that makes sense, right? So the best way to think about improvising over a modal tune, especially this great example of So What or Impressions, is over the D, think about... think about these D Dorian and E flat Dorian ideas. Now, here's where David's question really gets to the heart here of the problem, or I guess you could call it a problem with improvising over modal tunes, especially these tunes like So What, where you're really hanging out on one chord for forever. Like, how do you keep that interesting? And here comes in the real challenge of playing a modal tune like this, is how do you create great melodies, right? How do you create great melodies? And so when we're thinking about Dorian, right, this is great because now we have a soundscape to work with, right? All these Dorian... right, all these Dorian ideas that we can play. These are notes that, again, are going to sound good, right? They're not going to be wrong notes. But we have to understand with melody making, right, is we have to become great at composing melodies on the spot. And one of the best ways to start doing that is just to literally write out our own melodies, right? Melodies that sound good to us so that we're not thinking about a Dorian scale, because that's how it's going to sound boring. But rather, we're thinking about creating great melodies, right? So... right? And when we talk about creating great melodies too with jazz, is there's really no wrong note we can play. We can play all 12 notes, right? We can play the chromatic notes too. All we're talking about, and this is really jazz improvisation 101, is how do we resolve to notes that are strong in the chord or in the key center, right? So that's chromatic. Right? So we just resolved to the third there. You know, ended there on that that sixth tone there of the scale. So really what I would recommend to David and anyone who's trying to make modal sound more interesting is, yes, focus on the modes and all that stuff, but really focus on the art of creating great melodies. And composition is a great way to do that. Slow the improvisation process down and compose your own ideas. But let's also think about this as well, too. Like, remember the concept of Dorian. Dorian is just the second mode of a major scale. We can start thinking about triad patterns, too, if we want to start go diving into the theory side, right? Like, right? This is a C major triad, D minor, E minor, right? I'm literally playing the triads of a C major scale. Right? Now I'm just going up the triads there. But we can start getting creative. We call these triad pairs, right? Where we're using pairs of triads as soundscapes. Because again, anything in C major, in the case of D Dorian, is up for grabs, right? We can play anything. We can play chromatic notes, like I was talking about. We can use structures like triads, if we wanted to use as tools to start improvising, right? And that's a lot of what music theory is anyways. It's, here's a tool that you could use to think about improvising over this song, right? But again, going back, we can have tools, we can have scales, we can have all of that. But at the heart of all of this, and the heart of jazz improvisation, whether it's modal or a diatonic functional song, is the art of creating great melodies, right? One more little tip to leave you with for this episode, as far as that goes, creating great melodies, is remember that a great melody has theme and variation, right? So let's just say we have our D Dorian there, and our first line is... right? You hear the theme and variation there. I was kind of repeating an idea and changing it a little bit and then moving it in a direction. That's just me coming up with something here on the spot, but hopefully that gives you the idea of creating great melodies is also about that. It's about moving something, not just playing up and down a scale, right? Which is not quite what I was doing there, you know, but still very linear. But really, we want to think about how do we create a theme and develop that a little bit. And that's what's going to create a more interesting modal jazz solo, I think, even above tools like triad pairs and all that kind of stuff. All right, that's all for today's episode. Remember that knowledge without action isn't really knowledge at all. Remember that a lot of practice time isn't near as good as just a little bit of quality practice. And as always, make sure you subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen. Don't want you to miss out on any episodes coming out here. And happy practicing, and we'll see you in the next one. Hey, podcast listener, would you like to ask me a jazz question and get it answered here on the show? Then go to learnjazzstandards.com/ask. That's learnjazzstandards.com/ask. I look forward to hearing your question and answering it on a future podcast episode. learnjazzstandards.com/ask or find the link in today's show notes.